Welcome to Season 2 of Shine On with Cindy Wilkins, where you will find encouragement to shine and shine bright and bold in a world that needs hope. This season, we're going to explore different ways in which we do shine and the challenges we face, including a special series on suffering. Let's get started.
Well, Cindy, here we are again, looking at the wonderful topic of suffering. I want to chuckle when I say that, the wonderful topic.
It's true, though, isn't it? I mean, we're searching for that place in suffering that we can find joy. What a crazy, is the word juxtaposition? Like, what a crazy paradigm shift. How do we find joy in suffering?
Many people that are listening, some, maybe many of them, would think you were a little bit crazy to put the word joy with suffering. And so maybe we need to go back a little bit before we talk about the joy so that we can engage people before they tune us out and think that we have totally lost our minds.
Well, I think even the idea of suffering makes people sit back a little bit, because when we're in a happy place, we don't want to think about suffering. But when we're in a place of suffering, and it could be a suffering that's deep within your heart and you're not willing to speak it because it's not something you even have somebody to confide in, and we're in that place of suffering, we sort of bend towards a way to find a balm to put on our hearts, right?
Or an escape.
Yeah.
If there is an escape.
Yeah.
So our topic for today is, why am I suffering? And we've already covered the other topics, and today, as we look at that, but there are several ways that we can look at that, because some of our suffering is self-inflicted. And we have talked about that personally before we've even come to air. But there are other kinds of suffering that we have no control over at all. But let's just start with one that I'm thinking of, and both of us have talked about, is what we put into our bodies sometimes. Sorry, I brought that up.
We were talking about that just a few minutes ago even. And it's on every woman's mind, isn't it?
Well, yes, because we want this great body, but we have this tendency to overindulge or not take the time to choose the right food, the right nutrition, and we suffer when we do not look after our bodies correctly.
I have the funniest story for us, Ruth. I remember reading What Do You Love? That there was the author was sitting every day at dinner. His wife would tell him how important it was to eat healthy. And finally, when he started doing the research about all the research that she had done to eat healthy, he decided he was going to eat healthy again too. So he was very excited. He was going to eat healthy. And he started listening to some of the audiobooks, and he found himself sitting somewhere having his lunch, listening to the audiobook, agreeing how he needed to eat healthy and feeling like he was on track. And then he sat up and looked around, and he was sitting and eating at Costco. So he suddenly realized he wasn't eating healthy at all. And his idea of what he wanted to do and his idea of what he was going to do were completely, like, and what he was doing were completely mismatched. And I think, you know, sometimes that's where we sit in self-inflicted suffering. And then we torture our minds, don't we?
Yes, absolutely we do. And it seems like a strange place to start.
It does.
Right? Seems really strange to be talking about nutrition and that. I don't think we can overemphasize that in our culture, where our foods are so distorted and additives and all of those kinds of things that really cause a lot of problems in our stomachs and everything else from there. And, you know, we're learning about salt right now and the benefits of the proper kinds of salt. I mean, who knew salt was used in the covenants in the scriptures, and salt was very important. But even one element, one mineral that we learn about, find out its richness that God has put into it, and yet you still hear people saying don't use salt. So, you know, we get into all of these kinds of things, and we're not going to get into that totally here, except to say that the self-inflicted suffering from not eating properly, I believe personally that it has impacted me way more than I've ever realized.
Oh, I fully agree with that. I feel the same way. And I think many of our listeners will sit and nod their heads right now. Are you nodding your heads right now? That we all feel the same way. You know, again, it's what we want to do versus what we actually do. And then we find ourselves in a place of suffering. So there's self-inflicted suffering. What other kinds of suffering do we have?
Yes, I think we should move right off of that topic right away. Yeah. Well, we have mental suffering, a huge, huge issue in our society. And some of those things are self-inflected, but then we have the other side, which there are chemical imbalances, again, which need different kind of approach. But as for the mental issues that we can control, we have been told how to think and what to think on and how God's word gives this to us. And our programs, all of them, emphasize the power of God's word in our lives. And I've seen it in my own life, being
Absolutely.
Down and then going to scripture and memorizing or reciting something over and over and over, and allowing God's word to be bigger than the issue that I was bringing me
Well,
down.
you're absolutely right, and I think you're touching on a really important point here, Ruth. And it's I know that you teach this, you've written about it, but it's so important for us to have memorized scripture in our arsenal. And I've spoken about this in our previous messages, but even when you feel that darkness coming on you, be ready with the piece of scripture that's going to give you the sword to fight
That's right.
with, you know. Because we are being blasted, like you said, Ruth, with so many messages these days. But when we're ready and we know, okay, I wake up every morning and I know this is going to come at me in this way, I'm going to have this piece of scripture ready to fight it. And I love how you teach memorizing scripture and how you come back to it all the time with words to inspire.
Yeah, it's just who I am, and because of what it's done in my life. It is my passion. And one of the things that I have done is to have scriptural prescriptions. So for those people who deal with negative thoughts all the time, it's just simply scriptures written out that you take as you would take a medicine. So if your medicine is to be taken, you know, morning, noon, and night, then you pull out one of these scriptures,
Wonderful.
And along with your medication, you read that scripture and you read it several times.
And you know, when we're facing a time of suffering, Ruth, you're making me think about the times when we're in suffering. And sometimes we're in so much pain, emotionally, mentally, physically, maybe all three, that we become paralyzed. So I had a friend recently share with me that she was in a period of suffering, and her greatest gift, I have to tell you, was intercession. She is an amazing intercessor. But in that time of suffering, she had no words. She had no prayers. And so I think the memorization helps with that. I would think for me it would help with that. But there's also the beauty that happened in this story. All of her friends and family came together and prayed over her as well. And you know, and the Holy Spirit knows to pray for us. He knows what we need and he knows how to pray for us. So there are times when we can become paralyzed. Do you think it helps that we memorize that scripture and be ready for those times? I think that would feel to me like I had some kind of armor on.
It's the foundation that the God's word gives to us. And the foundation, when it's hidden in your heart, it's there. You don't have to run around the house to find your Bible. It's in there. So for everyone listening, you need to have at least four or five scriptures that you know. If you've only got one, use it and use it regularly. But that whole, like you call it, the arsenal or the medication that is God's word, the power
The
of God's
bomb.
word, the bomb. We cannot underestimate, or
No,
we
the power.
shouldn't, the power of God's word memorized. And here's the deal. Sometimes we're looking for other things to help us through our suffering. We look to friends, we look to the internet, we look all the way around, and we haven't even done what God tells us. When you are sick, James tells us, call the elders of the church. Call the elders of the church and have them come and pray and anoint you
Yes,
with oil.
yes.
So if you're in a suffering time and you haven't done that, then you haven't done everything that God has given to you. He has given us so much
He has.
for every need that we have. So for those of you that are suffering, we are not minimizing your suffering. Nobody wants to suffer. And mental suffering is very anguish. Real. Yeah. It's anguish of the soul.
So I think, Ruth, anybody out there who's sitting in suffering right now wants to know, why are they suffering?
Yes. Yes.
Why am I suffering? And do we have to go back to the garden once again?
Yeah. Well, we've covered the self-inflicted suffering, yeah. So that we'll get that one out of the way.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we don't understand. We yeah. will not always know why we are suffering, but we have to know eventually the end result.
And I think that's fix your eyes upon Jesus, which is part of our scripture that we're focusing on. You know, when we're sitting in that point of suffering, if we fix our eyes upon him, we know that he is the one who's going to help us. He's going to refine us through that suffering. He's going to help us to become more like him. And through that, we find a way to that word that I mentioned earlier that you spoke about too, that J-O-Y word.
Yes.
And through that knowledge, because our suffering makes us the person that we will be when we stand before Jesus. And I want to be everything he needs me to be, as close to him, and I think we all do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So those questions are so, why am I suffering? Why am I suffering?
And again, you just mentioned going back to the garden. This is not God punishing us.
No.
God laid out the rules. Mm-hmm. Just like with gravity, we would not expect someone that jumped out of a 15-story building to be alive when they hit the ground. Those laws are in effect. God set it up very clearly. Do this, and this will happen. Do the opposite, and the opposite will happen. And then Moses, you know, redid that again with the people of Israel. And they yeah. promised that they would do what God asked them to do. But as I mentioned in the first video, the first podcast, that after I evaluated my own depression, and this was not a chemical imbalance, so you have to realize that this was really self-inflicted.
Yeah.
That it was when God showed me years later, the reason I stayed in that place was because I was not doing all of the things that he had already told me and I already knew to do.
And it's so easy to step out of God's, out of obedience, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very easy, because we talked about this earlier as well. We are getting so many messages that it's hard to filter. Once again, reinforcing why it's important to have his word in our hearts and in our minds and in our soul. But
And you mentioned the Hebrews 12 passage that is our theme. And it reminds me of that old song, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Look full on his wonderful face.
And the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." And added to that, sometimes we're looking for the good that's going to come from our suffering. And we may not see that.
No.
The good may be the glory that it brings to God, that we are living in obedience
exactly.
to him.
Exactly. The good comes with our heavenly rewards, you mm-hmm. know, and it's not something we will ever see on earth.
Yeah.
Other times we deep in our hearts know what we're going, why we're going. Was there a moment in your depression, Ruth, that you felt a deep speaking that said to you, this is why you're going through this, but perhaps you didn't act upon it? Like, was there any probing in your heart before you came to the full realization as to why? You said it was quite a long time afterwards. Mm-hmm. But during that process of depression, were you ever probed? Were you ever slightly touched to say, oh, Ruth,
come
over here?
It wasn't really like that. For me, it was a commitment that in that prayer, I'll do anything you want me to do if you'll get me out of this depression. I had been taught God's word. I've been taught to memorize it. At that point, I just, without any feelings, made the commitment. I'm going to find out what God's word says.
Yeah.
It was many years later that I realized that I wasn't doing what he'd already told me to do,
wow.
what the word revealed. And so it was a long process. I'm hoping that even our sharing, what we're sharing about right now, would save some people from the long time of trying to figure this out. Are we doing what God has asked us to do? You know that scripture, as we think in our hearts,
yeah.
it's not in our minds, it's in our hearts. It's all connected, this emotion, this seed of our being,
yeah.
it's connected to our thoughts.
But you know, when we don't follow God's word, because we live in a time where God's word is frequently compromised, let's face it. When we don't follow it, we're stepping outside of the realm of his blessing, aren't we? You know, when we sit in obedience, we're sitting in the realm of his blessing. And so there is a conscious choice we make sometimes that we just don't want to think about, that we're stepping out of obedience.
Yeah, and even without that final eternal reward, our suffering is part of life. Mm. We were promised. We don't hear many sermons on this.
Trials and tribulations. We don't hear many things about suffering either.
No.
So we're really tackling a tough topic here.
And we're wanting everyone to be equipped so that when you're in that suffering, that some of the truths that God has given to us in his word will be firmly seated in your hearts, mm-hmm. so that your foundation, even though you're in pain, physical, mental, spiritual, whichever kind it is, you still have this foundation, mm-hmm. and it cannot be shaken.
Yes.
It cannot be tossed to and fro, because it's the doubting that James talks about, the doubting of God,
yes.
and his word,
yes,
that causes us,
yeah,
to toss to and fro.
So listeners, today we want to challenge you. First, you're going to think about the very topic of suffering that you're going through. And now you're going to open your Bible and find a piece of scripture to fight it with. Are you ready to go do that? Because I think we're going to do that too. I mean, this is such a great idea, Ruth. And to just take that piece of scripture and be armored and ready to fight when that darkness comes at you, when that suffering comes at you, when those words that say you're not enough come at you, or they say you're not capable of overcoming. You find that scripture, my friends, and we pray that you're able to do that. And we pray that God leads you to the right one and memorize it. Any suggestions for how to memorize it, Ruth?
Well, repetition is always the best part. Doing it to music. There are so many good scriptures put to music that they're much easier for some. But then there's always that time that I just want the quietness and God's word in its purity to be in my heart and mind, and just going to sleep at night. So many times I just go through the Psalms or something that I've memorized over the years. And it's amazing. And then I tell the Lord, you've promised me that if I asked, you would give me wisdom. And he always does.
Well, friends, that's just so great, Ruth. And I feel so compelled to say, as you're listening and you find that piece of scripture, we want to know which one it is. Put something into the comments. Reach out to us. Tell us what scripture you found and what you're going to fight it with. We're going to armor each other up here, listeners, and we are going to share our scriptures that we're fighting this battle with. And we are going to feel joy in sharing and in the knowledge that we have God's word that inspires us to shine on.
Wow, that's so beautiful, Cindy. I'm just thinking of those that are suffering alone and you do not want anybody to know. I also encourage those people to find someone mm-hmm. that could walk beside. You know how much it is beautiful to have someone walk beside you when you're in
it's
pain?
It's a gift for both.
It's a gift. And so reach out. Reach out to someone. Perhaps you'll reach out to us and share with us. And we want to pray for you. We just thank God that he's given us this opportunity and given us the experiences that we haven't always wanted, but that we can share with you. And so, Cindy, thank you so much for your thoughts and for sharing.
Well, thank
this
you,
time.
Ruth. This is so awesome.
It's such a wonderful opportunity to be able to share with the world what God has shown us.
Through words to inspire.
Through words to inspire and shine on. So until next time.
See you soon. What joy to be joined by my friend Ruth Coghill at Words to Inspire Ministries. My friend, we all face times and seasons where things are going wrong, not the way we planned, but when we look deep into it and we see what we have to be thankful for, it changes everything. Can't wait to get together again on Shine On with Cindy Wilkins.
To celebrate your new achievements.